Welcome to another short reading in the book of Luke, as we explore Luke through the lens of the parable of the sower. Jesus says that it's possible for life's cares, riches, and pleasures to choke out the word of God and make it unfruitful. So we've been looking for examples of just that. Where has the word of God been choked out and been unfruitful? And then also, we're looking for examples of where the word of God has not been choked out, but has actually produced the fruit of the kingdom that God is looking for. Last week, we read about a wealthy ruler who comes to Jesus and asks what he needs to do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus said, well, you know what Moses said, obey God's laws. And the wealthy ruler said, I've done that. And Jesus says, there's one thing that you lack. I want you to sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. Luke says at that, he went away sad because he was very wealthy. And Jesus explains that it's very difficult for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. Why is that? Because a lot of times the wealthy, they love money. And Jesus has already said, you can't love money and love God. You're either going to obey one or obey the other, but you're not going to obey both. And in spite of how good this guy is compared to human standards, he wasn't kingdom material because he was unwilling to love God more than he loved his money. Today we're going to look at a very unlikely guy, far more unlikely than the rich ruler. We're going to look at a tax collector, somebody just known as a sinner. He was considered a traitor to the nation of Israel because he was collaborating with Rome, and he was certainly not a law abider. He was guilty of theft. He himself is going to admit that he has been stealing from people and not just collecting the taxes that he had to collect. So let's dive into Luke and look. Chapter 19 starts this way. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Now, you and I might have a fondness for the name of Zacchaeus if you've gone to Sunday school and you've learned the story and the songs associated with Zacchaeus and his desire to encounter the king who was coming in. But I can assure you, on the day when this happened, nobody would have been rooting for Zacchaeus. Like I said, Zacchaeus was a Roman collaborator, and because he was wealthy, he was a thief, and he would have been despised by any good Jew. Well, this Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. Once again, if you've grown up reading the Bible and hearing these stories in Sunday school, it would just seem to you that Jesus going to Zacchaeus' house was a perfectly reasonable thing. But again, I'll tell you that on that day, what Jesus did actually was shocking. On that day, it would have been considered an act of, well, it would have made Jesus unclean to go to Zacchaeus' house. No Pharisee, no teacher of the law, no upright citizen of good standing in Israel would have wanted to associate with Zacchaeus. Who you hung around with, the people you ate with, well, that was assumed to say something about who you are. And so, when the people began to mutter that he's gone to be the guest of sinners, Jesus was actually doing something very repulsive in their eyes. Of course, earlier, Jesus tries to help people break out of their narrow-minded view about this, and he tells a parable about a shepherd who has lost one sheep, and he leaves the 99 behind, and he goes and he searches for this one sheep because of its value, and he insists that he is the good shepherd, and then that's why he has come, to seek and to save the lost. Well, telling the parable, it didn't click. Still, people muttered, he's gone to be the guest of sinners. And Zacchaeus welcomed him gladly. Jesus' message of the gospel would have been the same that John the Baptist announced, and Jesus always announced, now is the time to repent and enter the kingdom of heaven. Now is the time to turn from your rebellion. God's kingdom is approaching. If you don't turn from your rebellion here and now, there will be hell to pay. And Zacchaeus, we don't see him listening to that gospel presentation, but we can tell that Zacchaeus received it by what he does, his actions. Matter of fact, you can tell what we believe to be true about Jesus being the king and God's kingdom advancing by how we do, how we live, and how we behave as well. So we see the picture of Zacchaeus in the conclusion of this. Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have treated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And like I said, we don't get to hear what Jesus had to say that led up to that. But we know for a fact that early on in Luke, Jesus says, woe to you who are rich now, because you received all that you're going to get. Woe to you who laugh now and who enjoy life now. There's going to be mourning and grieving ahead. The announcement that the kingdom of God is coming is associated with a certain judgment if we don't let go of, in this case, our greedy, our envious, our selfish, our thieving grip on worldly wealth, and figure out what worldly wealth is good for and use it in a way that honors our king. And remarkably, Zacchaeus, he accepts the rebuke. He repents, and we see what it looks like for somebody to now live within the kingdom of God. And Jesus responds, today salvation, today rescue has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. Nobody there that day would have wanted to call Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. He was, like I said, a traitor, a Roman collaborator. But Jesus sees Zacchaeus as a son of Abraham, and he is the very type that the Son of Man comes to seek and to save. In my mind, Zacchaeus is a very unlikely candidate for somebody who would produce the fruit of the kingdom. In my mind, he's a classic candidate for somebody who really the cares of life, the riches and the pleasures of life would just choke out the word and it would never produce fruit. But remarkably, Jesus says, what's impossible with man is actually possible with God. We see someone here who has been a long ways off track. And he repents, and he enters the kingdom, and produces the fruit of the kingdom.